to Simondium.
This is KC 107.7 FM.
Goeienaand luisteraars, ek is Vader Denwejo op ons program Jeugsake op KC 107.7. Hierdie program is waar ons gesels oor jeugsake. Ons kyk na verskillende aspekte van ons godsdienst, samelewing en uitdagings van ons jong mense. Hier wil ons ook graag jong mense bemoedig, as ook elkeen eer wat 'n positiewe bydra tot ons samelewing maak. Ons strewe om 'n sterk teologiese grondslag tot hierdie program te bring.
Welcome to Youth Matters. We will start off by listening to O Holy Night.
Soul felt its worth.
Casey, 107.7.
Welcome back to our program, Youth Matters. Tonight is also Christmas Eve, and so welcome to our program, and we hope that it will be a joyous particular 2 days for you, especially with your family as you prepare. And as I know, some of you are making yourself ready to go to church and others are beginning to cook for Christmas. We've got two guests, as I promised you 2 weeks ago. I will have my wife and my daughter on the show to make it a family show this evening. And so let's let them introduce themselves. Let's start with my wife. Introduce yourself.
Good evening, listeners. I'm Lashane. I've been born and raised here in Paarl. I'm currently working as a radiographer at ECP Radiology at Paarl Mediclinic. And here's our daughter, Hayley.
Good evening, listeners. My name is Hayley. I am a student at La Rochelle Girls Primary School. I am 13 years old and I'm in grade 7. Next year, I will be going to La Rochelle Girls High School. And I'm also a student at Frank Peterson Music Center. I take violin and piano classes and I also play in the intermediate strings.
Okay, so there you have it. Lashane and Hayley's with us in the studio this evening. And we are also preparing to have family over tomorrow for Christmas in particular, and to have a nice Christmas lunch. So let me speak to Lashane first and ask, what is your hope for this Christmas season? What is it that you expect to do?
Okay, so this year for Christmas, we're having the entire family over for lunch. So I'm going way out this year, and I have been going out way out with decor, lunch, gifts, the works. Because I think Christmas is a very important time of the year. It's a time for family, friends to get together. It happens once a year. Everybody's in a hype. Everybody's excited. And it's just that feeling of togetherness and being with one another and sharing with one another. But the most important message is, we must not forget, is it's about Christ. It's about the birth of Jesus and celebrating his birth. And that is the true message of Christmas.
Okay, Hayley, what do you think is the most important for you during this Christmas? Is it the gifts or is it the food or what is it?
During Christmas, the most important part is not to forget that Christmas is truly about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. And what gifts do you think you're going to receive or when you open your gifts tomorrow?
I expect to receive a new watch for school and an upgrade on my iPhone.
Really? An iPhone? Maybe you must have a downgrade to Samsung. Okay, so this is Hayley and Lashane, and so this evening is really about family, and I know that as you're beginning to cook that you are around the family table and you have family over and you have everybody is important in your life, and maybe there are those who are important but cannot be here. Maybe they are overseas, or maybe they're in prison, maybe they're in hospital, maybe they're just finding themselves elsewhere with their in-laws or some other family at this particular time, and you in your own life or in your own Christmas table will be longing for them. But remember that Christ comes to fill that important part and space within your life. But let's listen more about these two persons. Let me hear in terms of your Christmas. Maybe I must ask Lashane, what does she think that you will receive this Christmas?
Well, to be very honest, at this stage of my life, I don't expect any gifts. Physical gifts, I mean, because for me, just being able to get up in the morning, open my eyes, to be able to have a stable job, have a roof over my head, food to eat, water to drink, that in itself is already a gift that we receive every single day. And therefore, I don't really expect anything physical. That in itself, I am grateful and I'm happy with that.
What do you think as a clergy wife now, we are seen sometimes as the first family of our congregations, and there's so much that is expected of us during the year, but also mostly expected now that there will be such a joyous, because it's a clergy home now, and we need to fill that particular home with so much Christ-like experience, Christ-like love. So what is it that you think people are expecting of us, and what do they think that the way we are celebrating, is it different than other people, or is it similar to the experience of other people's Christmases?
Well, I think people think or are under the impression we do things differently, but not really, because we are just like any other family who is excited about Christmas, put up our Christmas tree, decorate our home, prepare our lunch, attend Christmas, come home, have friends and family over. So we celebrate Christmas just like any other family, any other ordinary family, because at the end of the day, we are all just human.
And Hayley, what do you think? What does people think of you being somebody in a clergy house? Do they expect more of you? What do you think?
I think they expect me to do everything right. But I also feel that I am also allowed to make a mistake once, twice.
Okay. Yeah. I often say that our children is not the priests, so they will make mistakes, and sometimes they will do things different than other children, because it can also be a lonely experience in the clergy house, because we are sometimes far out away from our parishioners, and sometimes that we have to deal with things on our own as a family, away from where our people are staying. But that is not because we are higher or more important than others. We are similar than any other family, and we also make our own mistakes, but we also have that sense of forgiveness for each other. And so, brothers and sisters, those who are tuned in, let's speak a little bit about Christmas decoration. So I know that our entire house has been decorated, and our, even within our bathrooms you will find decorations for Christmas. So maybe my wife must say she went all out this year to bring about the Christmas feeling in our home. So what is it that inspired you this year to do things a little bit different than other years?
Well, I think this year in particular, I just feel more grateful to God for all the blessings and all His goodness this year. Not that He hasn't been good to us the past years, but I don't know, this year I just have that particular feeling that, you know, He's been so good to us. He's carried us through so much this year. It's been a long year. It's been a difficult year. And here we are, a few days away from Christmas, or a day away, hours away from Christmas. And I just feel so grateful this year that I just felt, you know what, we just need to celebrate the birth of Jesus, truly celebrate it this year by going our way out.
And for those people who are now saying that there's nothing on my table this evening or tomorrow, What message of hope do you think those people need to hear? What would you like to say to the community, especially in that particular way, that maybe there's somebody out there who really needs somebody, especially at the table tomorrow, maybe somebody can extend their table? What is the message of hope do you think that people need to hear and be inspired upon for tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know, if you have a seat open at your table, just randomly go in. If you know of somebody that's alone this year, doesn't have any family around, or doesn't have any children around, just invite them over. You know, by just doing something small, you know, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. If you drive down the road and you see a homeless person there just walking down the road, just stop, invite him to your home. Let him have lunch, him or her, have lunch with you and your family, and let him just celebrate and just feel that little bit of love for that few moments. And like I said, it makes a huge difference in people's life. And sometimes we do things, small little things, makes a big difference. And for those who are alone, doesn't have anybody around, those who are feeling that this, they don't feel like celebrating Christmas, they don't feel like putting up the Christmas tree, for them, I just want to say, you know what? God is with you. Even though you feel that you are alone right now, God is with you. We are never alone. Even through all the loneliness, through the emptiness, He is there. You must keep faith, be strong, and He will carry you through.
So there you have it, God Emmanuel, God with us. God never leaves us or forsake us, but God is always with us. And so let us live in that moment of God Emmanuel, that God is with us through every difficult moment of our life, but also through this joyous moments, that God is really a God who loves and directs us in our lives. Let's come back to Hailey. So Hailey, maybe during this time you guys have now, you're going to high school and you are going to be at La Rochelle, and it's going to be a new phase for you. And this Christmas also brings a new phase into the world where Christ brings about a new understanding of himself, God Emmanuel, God with us in our communities, in our households, in our churches, in our family life, and our children's lives. So what is important, do you think, as you will move into this new phase of your life, going to high school? God have carried you through the past 7 years. You have been at school because you have been 2 years in what you call it, grade R. You wanted to be in grade R for 2 years, and then you went to grade one. Now, I can't believe it. You're going to high school already, huh? So now, what is your hope during this? Because everything we will say gifts is normally materialistic, but what is your thoughts of going into high school, especially as you prepare within a few days or a few 2 weeks you're going to high school? What is it that you are expecting?
So you obviously, we shouldn't forget all the things we have learned in primary school, all the lessons our teachers have taught us to try. I won't forget also my classmates, my class, my friends. But you should also try something new. It's a new experience. We're going to meet new friends, do new things. And it's a new time. And to grow as a person also, and to also never forget all your mistakes so you can learn from them. Never forget the people who helped you to get to the top. And also never forget that God is always with you.
Okay, so thank you, Hailey, for that. Hailey brings great joy to us in the household. We sometimes have our own little joys, but also our own little shortcomings, but we get through it. And we are also as a family, I think that's a very important time for us, because Hailey's going to high school next year, and it's a new phase for us. It's the second phase of academics, and then of course the third phase will be one day, if God willing, she will go to university. So we're already preparing for that. We spoke about university and all of those things during this year, which has become very important. But now, as I want to begin now to almost draw to a close, to bring about a message of hope from us to your household, and a message of hope from who we are to your, to who you are, and to acknowledge the God in us will acknowledge the God in you during this particular festive season. And if there has been a person who stood at the open grave this past few days, we want to pray with you and say that despite your loss or your feeling of loss, that we as a community, your family is still there for you. We as a church and those who are churches are still there with you. And believe it or not, God is still with you during this particular time. For those who will still stand in an open grave during this particular time up towards New Year, we also spare a thought in a moment of silence for your loved one who have died, but also in particular as we also prepare, or if you prepare for those who have died in your family, that you will know that your community, your family, your church, the people, this community really stands behind you. And this is really a moment of joy for Christ who comes into the world, that God will also restore, as the chorus says, joy comes in the morning. So believe it or not, God will bring about the joy again in your life as you begin to master forward. But I want to speak to all of us now as we begin to end off the show for Christmas Eve, is that during this particular night, the most holy night, we know that Christ has been born into a stable for us. And for this particular world to bring about a new understanding of who God is within our lives. And so we want to thank God first and foremost for sending his son into the world to be for us that beacon of hope in a moment of hopelessness, in a moment of sadness, in a moment of hopelessness, and in moments of where we find no joy in life. But this evening, He comes to restore those feelings within our life, the emotions that we are going through. And I want to speak to those widows who are at home this evening, those who are without a mother or father this evening, those who are without their child that maybe have died during this past year, to remember that the Christ you serve is a loving God, that He will always be with you until the end of time. And so may this Christmas festive season be for you a time of a thrilling hope and joy, as we'll also listen to our last chorus at the end, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. So we must take from that the Lord has come. So joy to the world. And that is the message, that despite our shortcomings, despite what we are, our hopelessness, despite what we are going through, despite what we don't have, despite what we have, the joy has come into this world tonight to restore our world, to restore our family lives, to restore our church life, to restore our community life. And so let us take this word joy into our new year, that this word joy will be for us a sign of comfort and a sign of hope during this particular season. And so as I want to end off, from our family to your family, we would like to say a blessed and a joyous and a hopeful particular Christmas for you. And may this Christmas just be a thrill for you to have all the family there. And if you don't have family, if nobody invited you to their Christmas table, gaan net langs aan, stap in die huis langs aan, en hy sê, ek kom vanmiddag by julle eet. Ek dink niemand sal jou vandag wegjaag of morgen wegjaag en sê, jy mag nie kom saam eet nie. This is the most joyous time. People are giving, people are also receiving, people are just in a joyous time. And so maybe, Hayley, what message you want to say, Merry Christmas to everybody, as we end off the show.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. And I hope that you will find that God is always with you.
Okay, and Lashane?
Just want to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas. I hope that your day will be filled with love, joy, and peace. And always remember that God is with you no matter what.
Thank you very much. And thank you for joining me this evening for this Christmas show. And we hope that you as a family out there will just experience the love and the blessings of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. There's nothing, this God whom you serve, this Jesus Christ whom you love, there's nothing that He cannot do for you. So remember, family is important. As we old people used to say, a family that prays together always stays together. So I hope that as you pray together and as you are feasting tomorrow together, that you will not forget it is not without Christ. The possibility that you have is about Christ. And so as I end off, I just want to make a little joke. Ek sien nou die dag op die Facebook waar hulle sê die anti het weggehaloop met die hemperse geld. So anti had jy ingetune is en jy het weggehaloop met die mense se hemperse geld. Moet nie vergiet, mense sit nou morgen sonder kos nie. So I want to also encourage you to do the right thing, my sister, my uncle, to return the hamper money. That is just a little sidebar joke to say we are thinking about families who are without, but we also want to do something about the situation, especially if there is somebody who take it from somebody, that you shall return that which belongs to them. And if there's others who don't have, I still encourage you by the grace of God that you will be able to make sure that others do have. And to those who are in old age homes, those who are tuned in from prison, those who are in the hospital bed at this particular time, we are also thinking about you, and to you also a wonderful Christmas and a Merry Christmas to you, especially as you will rejoin your family very soon. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And as we play out, as I said earlier, joy to the world, the Lord has come. So a blessed evening and have a blessed Christmas. Good night.
Aaron to Simondium.
This is KC 107.7 FM.
Goeie naand,